Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
I welcome you to the Tuesday, April 7th radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. Brother Ricky along with you again today. And I am excited about what the Lord's doing. I'm excited about our Reaching America with the Gospel Project as we launch this to take on some new radio stations. There's a lot of doors out there that's open. You know, we've took on the station in Omaha, Nebraska, and we're now looking at Tucson, Arizona. And I want to say this about that. For about $3,500 or $4,000, maybe somebody just God would lead somebody to write a $4,000 check to the ministry. And I'm not after your money. I'm just saying that'd take care of Tucson for a year. We go on there, have the potential of reaching 420,000 listeners. And I want you to understand that God, amen, is in what we're doing. There's no doubt about that. It ain't me. But I want to reach people. You know, every day I pray the Lord would send laborers in the field. Well, some plant, some sow, some water. And when you help us out, now I'm not one of them sowing and reaping preachers, but I'm just simply saying when you help us out, all of us can't preach, but you can actually have a part going to Tucson, Arizona and reaching people with the gospel. You know that? So I hope you'll pray about it. And if you want to make a check, make it to GBI. If you want to write us, our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can also call our office, 336-356-1560, and you can give on the card, the debit, or the credit. You can also give online at gbiradio.org. And if you missed any of that information, just go to gbiradio.org, and it'll have all that there. So you can also download the GBI radio app. I hope you'll do that. And listen, boy, our PTG radio is going good, and all preaching station all the time. God's blessing that. And I just thank God for what the Lord's doing. I want you to pray for us in these days. I'm excited. Amen. I'm in my 42nd year now of preaching the Word of God. And I'm happy. I'm excited about what the Lord's doing. All right, so we're into a message this week entitled God. And I hope this message is a blessing. We're going to learn something about God. Amen. Our great creator of the universe. And I praise the Lord for God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're three, but yet they're one. Amen. They're one, but yet they have three different attributes. Amen. And you say, well, do you understand that? No, I don't. You say, do you believe it? Yes, I do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for this great Tuesday. I pray you'll stir our hearts in Jesus' name. Will you help the Word of God to have free course in Jesus' name? Amen. I said, I just moved to Allegheny County. I just moved up there. We was going to, get the radio going when we ended up starting the church, all that. And I said, I'm in very bad, I'm just in bad shape. And that little girl made me a balloon. And before I left there, somebody cornered me off and said, hey, he said, you moving to Allegheny County? I said, yes, I just have moved there yesterday. A few days ago, maybe a week ago. And the person said to me, well, let me tell you something, said, hey, we're from Allegheny County. Then we got talking. Now, the Lord sent that girl by to make me that little sword. I kept that little balloon for a long time. Now, I don't know why that little girl came over to my table, except for the fact that God sent her over there. God said, one of my children's a hurting over yonder, and he needs a blessing, and said, I want you to go over there and bless him. Amen. Now, you may say, well, preacher, that's foolish. That's kid stuff. But I tell you what, God's real, brother. God don't have to work on your time clock and on mine. God just send somebody by with a blessing right at the time. Amen. Right at the time we need it, God sends somebody by with a blessing. I've had things happen to my vehicles and different things, and God send people by right at the right time that could get the job done and help me. God is real. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Who? Elohim, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about God is righteous. I'm talking about God, my friend, is right. I'm talking about God's refreshing. I'm talking about God reaches down to man. I'm talking about God is real. I'm talking about God today. I'm talking about somebody bigger than you are, bigger than me are. I mean, listen, brother, fire can't burn him and water can't drown him. You can't put him on paper. I mean, listen, friend, he's God. Amen. He's God working in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let me say God is love. Oh, my friend, the Bible declares that God is love. You know, listen, God loves you today. Did you know that? God loves me today. Now listen, love is not an excuse to cover our sins up and never get confession, but God loves me. God chastens me sometimes because He loves me. Oh, listen, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me when I do wrong. He sure does. He loves me. Even then, I'm His child. Jesus loves me when I do right. Jesus loves me when I'm hurt. Jesus loves me when I'm in a battle. Jesus loves me when I've said too many things with my tongue. Jesus loves me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is love, my friend. Oh, my friend, listen, you don't know what love is if you don't know God. If you're not a Christian, if you're not a born-again Christian, you really don't know what love is. Now, the world mixes up love and lust. They mix that up. But, my friend, love, amen, is a great thing. Love is the powerful thing. Now abide faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity, amen. And I believe there it's talking about brotherly love, but God's love to mankind. Oh, listen, love is the best thing. If you don't have love in your home, you really don't have a home. If you don't have love in your church, you don't have a church. If you don't have love in your life, you really don't have a life. You know, many people do not know how to love people. They don't know how. My friend, love is going easy with people. Read the book of 1 Corinthians and 13 and apply those things. Charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things. Amen. I mean, it's patient, brother. It's not easily provoked. Listen, if we would check up, I'm afraid we don't really love like we ought to. You know, the first the Ten Commandments were to man. Some of them were man's relationship to man. Some were man's relationship to God. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. If you love your neighbor like you ought to, you're not going to kill him. Thou shalt not commit adultery. If you love your neighbor like you ought to, you're not going to take his wife. Amen. Thou shalt not steal. If you love your neighbor, you're not going to take what's not yours. Amen. You see, it boils down to in America, we don't have love. Love is not there. And by the way, 1 John said, God is love. God is love. When you've got God in your heart, the love will manifest. Love is part of the fruit of the Spirit. When you're saved, you'll love those you hated. Amen. You cannot hate people. Amen. You will have love. God is love. I remind you, preachers, that God is love. We better be careful. Better be careful. All of us had better be careful. Our words, amen, because God is love. Now let me say, not only is God love, but God is lovely. Oh, my friend, God is lovely. I believe in the Song of Solomon, said He's altogether lovely. Oh, listen, He said in Psalm 84, how amiable are Thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. And if you look that word up, it means lovely. How lovely is God's house. Everything God does and everything God is, He is lovely. I tell you, the world cannot compare to God. Amen. Satan has nothing that will compare to God. This old world, I mean houses, lands, material blessings, have nothing compared to God being lovely. Oh, He's lovely. I love to just read about Him. I love to look up in the sky and think about Him. I love to pray to Him. I love to talk to Him. Why? Because He's lovely. He's very pleasant to be around. God is not some grandfatherly figure sitting on the throne. By the way, we ought to go to God with holiness. Amen. We ought to go to God with reverence. But God is not somebody stern, just ready to beat the fire out of you. Now, sometimes God is stern. When you approach Him, sometimes God is terrible. He's stern. But sometimes God just loves you. I remember one time years ago, I did something I ought not have done, and I knew better. You know, sometimes we just do things we ought not do. The Bible said, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And I thought, well, the Lord's going to chasten me over that. I'll get in trouble over that. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said to me, He said, I love you. And when the Lord said that to me, I began to cry. Oh, God didn't beat the fire out of me. God didn't kill my wife or flatten a tire on my car or bust the wind out of my truck. Now, wait a minute. God can do all that stuff. God's a chastening God. But God corrected me by saying, I love you. You know, sometimes your children, sometimes you don't even have to correct them with a switch or whatever. You can just say, I love you. And I'm not saying against discipline. Sometimes they have to be corrected, but not abused. Amen. But you need to love them. Everything you need to love. You know, when a man gets saved, I believe his animals. Amen. He'll even love his animals. Amen. We ought to have a love. And I've been guilty over the years of not allowing God's love to manifest in my life. But God is lovely. God is love. When you begin to think about God's love, and then you begin to think about God's loveliness. God is just lovely, amen? So no wonder he answered me, Ricky, I love you, amen? Because he's lovely. He's very pleasant to be around. He's very pleasant to be with. He's very pleasant to carry on a conversation with. He's very pleasant in the morning time just to praise and just to worship him in the morning time. Before you do anything, just maybe have a time just praising the Lord a little bit for the things he's done. Thank him for the things done. Why? Because God is lovely. God's love. God is lovely. May I say to you, God is long-suffering. Oh, God is long-suffering. Boy, you and I, we'd like to just put people off somewhere, wouldn't we? Why, boy, preacher, he's asked God to forgive him 300 times. Well, let me say this to you, friend. God's mercy endureth forever. Amen. I'm glad God's been long-suffering to me. Even before I got saved, God dealt with me. God didn't have to deal with me but one time, but he did. And then after I've got saved, I've not always done everything that's right, but God's been long-suffering to me. God's been patient with me when I wouldn't get in his will, and I thought my way was better than his way. And it don't have to be some big thing. I mean even some little thing. It boils down to even what I'm supposed to be preaching. You know, I can sit down and get my own sermons, get my own series of messages, and God not be nowhere around that. But if I get with God's plan, my friend, I realize in God's long-suffering, God realizes this old flesh makes so many mistakes. Boy, I tell you what Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. This old flesh is filthy, amen? But I have you to know that God today is long-suffering. Boy, I tell you, God was long-suffering to those people down in Nineveh, wasn't he? There's 180,000 people down there. Didn't know their right hand from their left hand. God called a prophet down there, old Jonah, and Jonah was wanting them people to be destroyed. I mean, boy, Jonah took great delight in preaching 40 days and God's going to destroy this place. And all of a sudden, the people repented and they fasted before God. And Jonah the prophet could not handle that. In chapter number 4, he's a pouting prophet. And he's pouting and he's wishing to die. Why? Because he had the greatest revival in history and then got mad because he had the revival. I don't understand that, friend. I don't ever want to preach like I'm mad at somebody for repenting. We want to see people get right. I want to see a revival in America. I want to see God turn this nation. And let me say this, God is God. Amen. God is long-suffering. I look at America, and I say this today, God's been long-suffering to this country. Oh, there's all kinds of immorality going on in this nation. I mean all kinds of it. But God is long-suffering. You say, why hasn't God judged America yet? Because he's long-suffering, my friend. And then I want to say this to you, God not only is love, and not only is he lovely and long-suffering, but let me tell you, God's listening today. Did you know that God is listening? Amen. He's listening. Amen. Now, I believe in praying and talking to God. Amen. And there's an old song. It wasn't a Baptist song. Amen. But don't fault me. It said, I believe the Pentecostals had this song. And it said, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Well, there's a little bit of truth in that in this sense. The Jesus on the main line. Amen. You remember them old party telephones? Some of you older remember those. And I mean Uncle Henry, Aunt Bessie, and Uncle Frank, and Aunt Jane. All of them was on there. And they'd listen to everything you said. And then finally, they come out with a private line and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. Jesus on the main line. You know what God's cell phone number is, don't you? I'm going to give it out to you here on the radio. I wouldn't give it to nobody if I was you, but I'm going to give it out. No, you give it to anybody you want to. God's cell phone number. Well, friend, we come to the end of the radio broadcast for this Tuesday, April the 7th. You've been listening to a message entitled God. That's R491. If you'd like to have that, we put the R number on there, make it easier for you. If you can remember the R number, R491, and we'll know what you're talking about. We'll send you the message free of charge on CD recording or we'll mail it to you. Either way, you want to write us or our email address, comments@gbiradio.org, and we'd love to have you do that. Call our office. From all of our information, go to our website, gbiradio.org. May God bless you is our prayer. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.